High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Good evening, everyone, from Palmyra, Nebraska. Tonight we have the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds on the road taking on the Palmyra Panthers. It's another girl-boy doubleheader. Girls' game coming up first on tap here in just a couple of minutes. Looks like we're getting set for our national anthem very shortly. We may break away here, and then we'll come back right after that and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at our Sunny 101.3 studios. I think we'll step aside here and take a two-minute break and be back with the starting lineups right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson County Central T-Bird Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again to Palmyra. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls varsity contest. First of all, for the homestanding Palmyra Panthers, they'll go with Addie Boyd. Boyd is a junior. Libby Ball, a senior. Kinsley Hironic, she's a junior. Riley Walter, a sophomore. And McKenna Martin, a senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Braston at Maibon. Starting lineup for your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Harley Cabreras, a 5'6 junior. Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup is a junior at 5'6". Sonny Rother, a 5'10 junior. Harley Lubin just a freshman at 6 foot. And Ashley Beefy, also a freshman at 6'1". The T-Birds are coached by Coach Garrett Collin. Johnson County Central comes into tonight's game with a record of 3-2. Palmyra with an identical 3-2 record on the season. As you can tell, we're seated on the stage tonight right next to John Furrow's pep band here, but they assured me they won't be playing during the game, and we appreciate that. All right, getting set to tip it up here in the center circle to jump it up for Johnson County Central. For the Thunderbirds will be Ashley Beefy, the freshman. Looks like she'll go against Kinsley Hironic. Hironic is a junior. High school basketball, Johnson County Central and Palmyra on Sunny 101.3. And we're ready to get underway tonight here in Palmyra. Here's the tip, and it'll be controlled by the T-Birds. They come up to the basketball on the left side baseline, down in the corner, Stirrup with the basketball to Cabreras at the top of the key. Harley Lubin on the right wing into the corner, baseline right side. Rother tried to go inside. There's Beathy with a shot up off the glass that doesn't go. A battle for the rebound. Tipped away, goes out of bounds off of Johnson County Central. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. Having a distinct advantage in that we were here last Tuesday to see the Palmyra girls when they played Johnson Brocks, and we're fairly familiar with them. Water with the basketball to the left elbow. That's Addie Boyd with the ball right back to Water. Driving shot off the glass in the lane, up and off, no good. Harley Lubin with the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Bailey Stirrup. Bounce pass to Cabrales. She'll bring it up the court. She challenged at midcourt and kind of a half-court press there. Cabrales picks up her dribble, needs help to the left wing. Comes to the left side, off to Rother with it. That's Sonny Rother. Dribbles around into the corner. Baseline right side of the basket. It got away from her off her foot. Dribbled it away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Panthers. Just underway here in Palmyra. 7-12 to play first period. No score yet in the contest. On the dribble into forecourt is Riley Walder. To the left side, Addie Boyd handles the ball. Boyd holds it a moment. Looks to the corner. Deep baseline left side with a pass. Nothing there. Back up it comes to Boyd. Skip pass across to the near side to Water. Now Boyd thought about the shot from the left wing. Doesn't take it. Baseline. They go inside with it into McKenna Martin. She has it stolen away by Beathy, and the outlet pass is flipped out to Sonny Rother. Rother being challenged out here by Libby Ball defensively to Cabrales. Lob pass to Beathy in the paint in traffic. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't go four, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Hronik. Hronik with the outlet pass comes up court with it to Walter. Walter on the right side of the free throw circle, a cross court pass. Addie Boyd back to Walter in the paint from the corner, thinking about the three. No shot there. Libby Ball covered up well. In traffic, here's a shot up over Beathy that doesn't go by Water. Beathy with the rebound. Outlet pass Cabrales. Cabrales at midcourt. Oh, she picked up her dribble. A cross court pass goes to Harley Lubin. The freshman handles the ball. Lubin on the far side, a 6-foot freshman into Beathy. Her shot is up off the glass and good. Ashley Beathy with the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson County Central goes up 2-0 with 5:56 to play here in the first quarter at Palmyra. With the basketball again on the right side with it is Water. Into the corner, down deep, base right side. Libby Ball handles it, stolen away by Cabrales. Cabrales one-on-one with Water. Walter turns it over to Rother. Rother lost the handle. Ball is loose on the floor, grabbed up underneath by Hronik. Outlet pass comes down. Boyd gets it into forecourt underneath the basket. Ball is tipped away. Hronik battles for it. Beathy comes up with the loose basketball and gets it out to Cabrales. Things getting a little bit ragged the last couple of trips up and down the floor with back-to-back turnovers. Here's a turnover back favoring Palmyra. With the basketball is Libby Ball. Ball into forecourt to Addie Boyd, left wing. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Boyd handles the ball again on the left side. Up to the top of the key between the rings with the ball is Libby Ball. Ball finds Addie Boyd. Bounce pass to the corner. Walter, long three on the way. Got it. Basket counts, and she will be fouled. Putting the ball through was Riley Walter. Walter hit the three from the corner and drew the personal foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Checking into the ball game now for Johnson County Central comes Caden Schuster. Schuster in replacing Sonny Rother. Rother sets out. The foul was called on Lubin. That's her first team foul number one. Free throw is up and good. Hitting the free throw was Riley Walter, so she completes the three-point play. The four-point play, actually. It makes it 4-2 now. Palmyra on top. Cabrales with the basketball in the corner. Baseline left side. A cross-court pass. Oh, too tall. That's going to be over and back on Johnson County Central. Took the officials a moment to call that, but they did. And it'll be a turnover and give it back to Palmyra. So a four-point play by Riley Walter down on this end. Gave Palmyra that early lead here with 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Walter with the basketball in the paint. Bounce pass in traffic. Shot is up, partially blocked by Beathy. Rebound, follow shot, blocked again by Beathy. Hronik having a dickens of a time trying to shoot over Ashley Beathy inside the paint. Okay, on the dribble. Into forecourt with the ball. For the T-Birds is Bailey Stirrup. She's lost her dribble and needs help. Across court pass, Cabrales now on the right side. Baseline in the corner. That's Schuster with the basketball. Schuster tries to penetrate into the lane. She's going to get tied up. Reaching in and getting a hold of the ball. I believe Grace Green is in the lineup. Green, just a freshman, tied her up there. Possession arrow points the direction to the Panthers. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. Low scoring contest so far here, 4-2. Palmyra with the lead. Back onto the floor is Sonny Rother checking in now. and she'll set in for Caton Schuster. 4:09 to go first quarter, 4-2. Palmyra with the lead here at Palmyra. Johnson County Central setting back in a 2-3 zone, it appears. Trying to penetrate into traffic to shoot over Beathy there with the basketball was Alyssa Myers, and Myers couldn't get the shot over either, ended up traveling. Sometimes, actually, Beathy doesn't have to block the shot. Just her very presence in front of you forces a turnover. That was the case that time. Cabrillas forces it into forecourt offensively. A cross-court pass to Rother. Rother inside to Beathy, tipped away, stolen by Hironic. Hironic. Now down court to the left side, they come with it, driving in, collision, loose basketball, trying to force a shot up, blocked away again by Beathy. Maybe Lubin got a hand on that one, I think. No foul is called, just a block shot that's tipped away out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Panthers. Panthers will inbound it. They'll trigger it in baseline, left side under their own basket on the baseline. Lobs it into the corner, trying to dribble into the paint. Bounce pass is loose on the floor, picked up, trying to force a shot up. It's off and no good. Riley Walter with the shot. The whistle and the foul is going to be called on Sonny Rother. On Rother, that's her first team foul, number two, on the T-Birds. And at the free throw line will be Walter. She's one out of one from the line tonight, has 4 points for Palmyra. Free throw is on the way up, and it is good. She got the friendly roll. That's one of those that hits the front of the rim, hits the back of the rim, hits the front of the rim, and then falls in the hole. Into the ball game, Addie Boyd checks back into the lineup. Boyd replacing Libby Ball now for the Panthers. Riley Walter has all five of Palmyra's points. She got that one again. She's got 6 now in the ball game, and it's 6-2. Palmyra on top with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first period. There's a downcourt pass that's tipped away. Brings Coach Garrett Collin up off the bench, shouting instructions on how to break that press. He's saying, ladies, we've practiced this. Here we go, the inbound pass. Downcourt on the dribble goes Rother. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Palmyra. See who this one is on. The foul is going to be on Alyssa Myers. On Myers, that is her first team foul, number one, on the Panthers. Clock shows 3:22 to play in the first quarter. 6-2, Palmyra with the lead. McKenna Martin, a senior, back into the lineup now on the baseline, checking in for Palmyra. Sonny Rother on the dribble, works one-on-one against Addie Boyd. Man-to-man defense for Palmyra. Here's a long three on the way from the left elbow up by Bailey Sturp that doesn't go. Rebound, down court on the dribble with it comes Alyssa Meyer. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. And it'll stay with Palmyra. Here's Schuster back into the lineup now. Schuster checking in for Harley Lubin. Lubin limping just a little bit, the freshman, as she comes to the bench here. Lubin and Beathy are going to have quite a career at Johnson County Central. Both big girls playing some as freshmen here, 6 foot and 6'1", respectively. All right, Palmyra with the basketball. This is Riley Walter. Over to the left side with it. Into the corner, baseline left side. That's Myers in the paint. Dribbling, right side of the free throw line. Shot up off the glass, doesn't go. Tipped around and pulling down, the rebound is Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup needs help. All the passes stolen right back by Green. Green under the basket. Shot in and out of there. Wouldn't go, and now Beathy with the rebound. To Cabrillas. Across the division line into forecourt goes Cabrillas with 2:39 to play first period. Schuster in traffic, kicks it to Cabrillas in the corner. Skip pass across, way too tall, looking for Bailey Stirrup, way over through her. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Palmyra. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play as we near the top of the hour. It's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. As Palmyra sets their offense, Green in the corner. In traffic, bounce pass tipped away by Cabrillas. Rother dives after it. Now it goes to Addie Boyd on the left elbow. They couldn't get the pass over to Boyd. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover. Basketball goes back to Johnson County Central. Back on the floor now, Libby Ball. She started the contest. Ball checks in. She will replace Alyssa Meyer. Rother on the dribble in backcourt. Addie Boyd, stride for stride, staying with her all the way down. Rother in the paint, tries to force a driving layup. A whistle and a foul. Most likely that's going to be on McKenna Martin. She was the one in the neighborhood. Nope, it's not. Going to go on Grace Green. Green picks up her first team foul, number two. And at the free throw line will be Sonny Rother. Sonny has not scored yet tonight. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Free throw is on the way up. Nothing but nylon for that one. Sonny Rother with her first point of the night makes it 6-3 with 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. Sonny Rother, second free throw, looks to the basket, launches the shot. It's up and off the back of the rim, out of there, no good, and the rebound to Palmyra. Down court with the dribble is Libby Ball. She takes it all the way into traffic, now lost control of the ball and was stolen away by Ashley Beathy. Beathy with a steal. Outlet pass down court, Bailey Stira. Stira back to the top of the key, finds Beathy between the rings. Right side, this is Schuster with the basketball. Schuster puts it inside. Rother for a layup that hits the side of the backboard and doesn't go. And the rebound to Palmyra. Pushing it down court is Riley Walter. Left side, Addie Boyd. Driving baseline. Left side is Boyd. Can't get the shot into Martin. Martin turnaround shot over Beathy is up and off the rim. Doesn't go. Schuster there for the rebound. Gets it out to Rother. Rother passed the ball to herself there. She came out from under the basket into the corner. Actually, Beathy holds the ball. Baseline left side deep in the corner. Now comes up with it to Rother. Rother again feeds Beathy on the left side baseline. Beathy has Schuster come over to help her. Now looks for a cutter. Needs help to Cabrillas. Top of the key. Cabrillas in that man-to-man defense guarded there by Addie Boyd. Back up top it comes to Cabrillas. Left wing Beathy. 59 seconds to go in the quarter. In traffic, Rother feeds Beathy at the free throw line. Right back to Rother. Or rather, Stirrup in traffic. Shot is up. Bailey Stirrup couldn't get it to go. And the rebound comes down to Palmyra. Panthers with the ball into forecourt. That's Libby Ball. Green from the right side. A long two is up and off. No good. Ball tipped away out of bounds. And it's going to go off McKenna Martin. The basketball will belong to the Thunderbirds. Checking back into the lineup is Savronic now into the contest. She'll replace Riley Walter for the Panthers. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 6-3. Palmyra with the lead over Johnson County Central. Full court pressure. Ashley Beathy needs help in backcourt. Now coming back to get the ball is Cabrillas. They get it across the timeline without the 10-second violation. Back to Beathy at the top of the circle. Right wing Stirrup into the corner. Schuster for a long three. Got it. From the corner, Caitlin Schuster nailed the three down in the corner of the right side, and that ties us up at 6 apiece with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Libby Ball backs it out. They want to play for one. Addie Boyd on the left wing. Back to Ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ball traveled with the basketball. 1.9 seconds on the clock, and we're tied up at 6. Pretty sweet-looking little shot there by Caitlin Schuster off the bench from the corner. They're working on Harley Lubin's ankle here, I believe it is, beside us. Looks like the right ankle getting taped up, trying to get her back on her wheels. Here's the inbound pass. There won't be a chance for a shot. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, we're tied at 6 apiece. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Palmyra, Nebraska. Ready to move into second quarter action. The Palmyra Panthers, the Johnson County Central T-Birds, after one period in the girls' varsity game, we're all tied up at 6 apiece. All tied at 6. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball when we resume action. Inbounding the pass, Bailey Stirrup stands near midcourt, waiting to toss it in. Now the official hands her the basketball. And she'll come into Cabrillas with the inbound pass. Cabrillas guarded by Addie Boyd in the man-to-man across the timeline to the left wing with it. Cabrillas, a cross-court pass, finds Schuster at the top of the key. Caitlin Schuster, that's Caitlin with no L, she told me one day at the restaurant. I learned to say Caton real fast. She worked as a waitress at T-Town Restaurant in Tecumseh, and Caton was quick to explain there's no L in my name, so we'll never get that wrong again. 7:39 to go here, just underway, second period at Palmyra. Johnson County Central's basketball, Stirrup to inbound it, hits it into the aforementioned Caton Schuster. Schuster right back to Stirrup on the left side. She tries to penetrate, looking for Beefy inside with a pass, can't get it. Back to Cabrales at the top of the key. Lob pass to Beefy on the right side of the free throw line. There's a shot by Stirrup for three from the corner right side. Doesn't go, but the rebound pulled down. Now, and Rother tried to bounce pass to Beefy that's stolen away on the fast break. Inside, there's a big collision in the paint. And a whistle and a blocking foul, I believe, is going to be called on Johnson County Central on Arlie Cabrales. On Cabrales, that is her first personal and team foul number three on Johnson County Central. Not a shooting foul. They'll inbound it. Inbounding the pass, Addie Boyd on the baseline. Boyd got the pass into McKenna Martin. She's tied up as she tries to go up with a shot. It'll be a foul called again on Cabrales. So two quick fouls on Arlie. And we'll send to the free throw line McKenna Martin. Martin has not scored yet tonight. This will be her first attempt at the charity stripe. 7:11 to go, first half, all tied at six apiece. Martin's free throw is up, off the rim, no good. She'll get a second attempt. Elmira now 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe, thanks to Riley Walter making 3 in a row back in the first quarter. Second free throw attempt for McKenna Martin is up, and it is off the rim, also in the rebound down to Cabrales. Cabrales, down court, chased by Addie Boyd to the left side, finds Beefy. McKenna Martin is there covering Beefy. Oh, pass went right through the hands of Schuster. Very close to an over and back there near the midcourt line by Libby Ball. She gets rid of it. Into Martin, stolen right back by Beefy. Actually, Beefy kind of has a nose for the basketball there. She comes up with a lot of steals in the paint. Almost losing it, a cross-court pass. They get it. Rother gets it to Schuster. In traffic is Stirrup on the baseline. Oh, we got an offensive foul is going to be called on Bailey Stirrup. On Bailey, that is her first, team foul number 4 on Johnson County Central. 6:38 to go here in the second period, still tied at 6 apiece. Addie Boyd with the ball left wing, bounce pass into the corner, right side, Libby Paul. Now they tried to bring it back up and get it into the hands of Riley Walter, tipped away by Cabrales. Here's Harley Lubin back into the lineup after getting her ankle taped up. She'll replace Caton Schuster. As we mentioned, Lubin and Beefy, both just freshmen, 6 foot and 6'1". They may not be done growing yet. We'll have to see what we'll have here in 3 years. In the paint, jump shot off the front of the rim for Walter. Doesn't go, and rebound to Lubin. Lubin outlet pass, Cabrales. Cabrales across the timeline between the rings. Top of the key, lob pass to Lubin in the corner right side. Harley Lubin feeds it into Beefy, tipped away. Basketball is stolen on the fast break. Here comes Addie Boyd for a layup. Doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul is called. Foul is going to be called, I'm pretty sure, on Sonny Rother. On Rother, that's her second personal. Team foul number 6 at the free throw line will be Addie Boyd, a junior. She has not scored yet this evening. Her first attempt coming up, shooting 2. First shot is on the way up, off the left side of the rim, couldn't get it. She'll have another attempt. Addie Boyd, junior. At the line, ready for her second attempt. 6:02 to play here as Boyd tries to break this tie, all tied up at 6 apiece. Second shot is up and got the roll. Hit the back of the rim, off the back, bounced in and dropped 4. Makes it 7-6. Boyd gives Palmyra the lead once again by 1. Full court pressure now by the Panthers. Stirrup to Cabrales. Cabrales down court across the timeline. Pulls up on the left side of the free throw circle, picks up her dribble, has to come up top with it. That's going to be an over and back. Not able to control it with Sonny Rother. And the T-Birds are having some problems with this pressure that the Panthers are applying here. So Palmyra gets the ball back. Boyd to inbound it. Inbounds the pass near midcourt, tosses it to Riley Walter. 7-6. Palmyra up by 1. Walter into the corner. That's Libby Ball. A cross-court pass tipped away by Harley Lubin. When Harley Lubin was a little girl about 5 or 6 years old, she came up and sat down with me at Tecumseh. We put a headsets on her, and she sat there all night and listened to the broadcast. She couldn't have been more in kindergarten age or so. Hard to believe now she's playing high school ball there. Her mother thought it was funny, so we just put her on the headsets. Here's a pass underneath, and a shot is up and good Addie Boyd got the shot off the glass. She was waiting on the left side of the basket all alone. Nice job. Here's a steal, and another shot is up and good. This one by Libby Ball. Very quick back-to-back baskets, and that's going to bring Garrett Cullen up off the bench to take timeout. 9-6, Palmyra on top, 5-12 to play here in the first half. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Frue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatumo back with you at Palmyra. 11-6, the Panthers have jumped out to a quick five-point lead. They had back-to-back baskets there by Addie Boyd and Libby Ball just before the timeout. I want to remind you, this Friday night I'll be on the road with the Fall City Tigers. They'll be traveling to Plattsmouth to take on the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear that over on our sister station, KTNC. Meanwhile, this Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, HTRS will travel to Sacred Heart. John Nixon will have the call for you. That's coming up Friday night. All right, Johnson County Central's basketball against full court pressure. Inbound to Cabrera's. Cabrera's down court into Beathy. Under the basket, off the glass. Beathy up and good. Ashley Beathy with her second bucket of the night. She has 4 points. And Johnson County Central back to within three after trailing there momentarily 11-6. Johnson County Central still staying in that 2-3 zone in the paint. Ooh, almost moving the pivot foot. Hebronic with a shot up and good. Nice move in the paint by Kinsley Hebronic, the junior. She was in traffic and got it up. Waiting for the inbound pass. Tipped away. Hebronic knocked it away over on the left side from Sonny Rother. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Bailey Stirrup to inbound it under the basket. Full court pressure being applied. It's a man-to-man press that we're seeing here. From Palmyra. Stirrup to inbound it. They need to set a pick here for somebody. Stirrup has to hurry. Now lobs it into Rother. Rother down the right sideline with it all the way in. Driving. Lay it up and good. Sonny Rother with the lay-in. She's got 3 points. And it's back to a three-point basketball game. 13-10 with 4:25 to go in the first half. Addie Boyd left wing to the near side. Pass comes back over to Walder. Around to Boyd, her pass into the corner, deflected, knocked away, out of bounds, off of Johnson County Central, and it'll be Palmyra's basketball. Boyd to inbound it on the left wing. Boyd tosses it up top, inbound with it, Riley Walder. Walder, right side of the free throw lane, to Green in the corner, now tipped away by Cabrera's, knocked out of bounds. Harley Cabrera's is junior, 5'5" out here defensively, tipping the ball away. Green to inbound it, right in front of our broadcast table on the near side. Inbound the pass to Walder, off to Boyd, left side. Addie Boyd, one dribble, comes right back to Walder with it. Boyd launches a three, left wing, off the back of the iron, no rebound, comes down to Cabrera's. Cabrera's with the rebound, pushes it all the way down to the corner on the left side baseline. Up to Rother. Rother looking for that lob into Beathy. It's there if they put it up tall enough for her. Rother wants to get it to Beathy. Oh, now tosses it inside where it's going to be stolen by Green. Off to Walder. Walder in the paint. Feeds it right back to Hebronic in traffic. Hebronic tries to put a backhanded layup up. That was kind of ill-fated from the get-go. And the rebound comes down, taken away by Stirrup. Stirrup finds Cabrera's in the corner, left side. Cabrera's top of the key, again to Stirrup. Stirrup wanted to go to Beathy with it. They just can't get it into Ashley Beathy because she has a mismatch in there if they can get the ball to her. Nobody's going to be able to stop that shot under the glass. Cabrera's launches a three, top of the key, doesn't go in the rebound. Brought down again by Walder. Walder feeds it under to Boyd. Boyd tried to make a move to the basket. She'll be fouled and be at the line. That is a 17 foul on Johnson County Central. So that'll put Addie Boyd at the line where she'll be shooting 1-1 in the bonus. Cabrera's picks up her third personal. She'll come to the bench, and Schuster checks in to replace her. Kate and Schuster onto the floor. Addie Boyd at the free throw line. She is one out of two from the line so far tonight. This one is up and off the back of the rim. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Boyd does have 3 points in the ballgame. 13-10. Palmyra with the lead. Stirrup gets a pass to Schuster. Schuster dribbles away from the defender. Boyd picks up her dribble. Gives it up top now to Stirrup. Stirrup guarded by Walter. Lost her dribble. Left side Schuster. Beefy is there. They just can't get the pass to her. Now it's stolen away. Hebronic. Hebronic wants to take it all the way down to the right side. Lost the handle out of bounds. It got away from her. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson County Central. Off the bench, Alyssa Myers back into the lineup now for the Panthers. Myers checks in. Also McKenna Martin onto the floor for Palmyra. 2:28 to go here in the first half. At Palmyra, 13-10, the Panthers leading. Your Johnson County Central Lady T-Birds. On the dribble is Sonny Rother. Goes all the way to the right side. Finally, a blocking foul. Rother just ran over the defender over on the far side. That was Walter. Riley Walter got knocked to the floor. The foul is going to be called on Riley Walter. Her first, team foul number three on the Panthers. Stirrup to inbound it. Stirrup. Needs help. Lobs to Beefy above everybody. Beefy holds the ball for a minute. Dribbles into the paint. Now kicks it to Schuster in the corner. Top of the key. Back to Stirrup with the basketball. Stirrup lost her dribble. Wild pass to Beefy under the basket. Shot off the glass. Up and good. If they can work that tonight, that shot is there all night long. There's nobody can stop Beefy because of her size. They're just having a dickens of a time getting it into her. 1 point ball game, 13-12 now. T-Birds back within one. Riley Walter, oh, she walked with it. Moved that pivot foot on the left side of the lane. Turnover gives it back to Johnson County Central. And now the Thunderbirds with a chance to take the lead this trip down. A minute 49 to go here in the first half. Waiting for the inbound pass. Stolen away and then stolen right back by Harley Lubin. Here comes the freshman. The 6 foot freshman on the dribble into forecourt. Did a pretty good job of handling the ball there for the big girl and being young. Off to Schuster on the right side. Schuster, lob pass into Lubin. Lubin moves to the basket. Off the glass up and got it. Ooh, she might have got away with some steps there, but the T-Birds will take it. Harley Lubin with the lay-in off the glass. Dropped it. 14-13. Johnson County Central retakes the lead. Here's Martin for a driving layup. Blocked nicely by Beefy. They just keep trying to shoot over Ashley Beefy, and it's probably not going to happen when she puts that arm up there and blocks the shot away. Hebronic back into the lineup now, checking in, taking the place of Grace Green, who's just a freshman. A minute 18 to go in the first half, 14-13. Johnson County Central by one. In traffic, no place to go. Ball loose on the floor. Almost threw it away there. They get it into the corner left side. And now a turnover as Alyssa Myers lost the handle on it. There's a sub in for Johnson County Central. Brianna Robinson up off the bench. Well, maybe not. Looked like they were subbing her in, and now she sets back down. JCC's basketball, inbound pass. Lubin down court. Hebronic tries to dribble it away from her. Kind of impressed with Lubin's ball handling there for a big girl and a freshman. Lubin for three from the left side off the rim. No. And the rebound is pulled down for Palmyra by Libby Ball. Less than a minute to go now. We're down to 52 seconds to play in the first half. Left side in the corner. There's a long three on the way off the rim. Beefy has the rebound. Ashley Beefy with the outlet pass. Gets it to Sonny Rother, and Rother down court on the dribble. Rother picked up by Libby Ball on the defense. Ooh, Rother with the push-off. Now they get it into Beefy once again, but the ball is tipped away and stolen. With the steal is Libby Ball. She'll bring it down court. Coach Braston Mybaum here saying, let's play for one, girls. 25 seconds to go in the first half. 14-13, Johnson County Central with a one-point lead. With the ball, Riley Walter into Martin, right side. Now back up onto the right elbow. It comes Libby Ball. In traffic, baseline, Hebronic. Almost has it taken away by Rother. Rother tipped it away out of bounds. She touched it last. Now into the ball game comes Brianna Robinson. Robinson will replace Sonny Rother. 7.5 seconds to go here in the quarter. 7.5 in the first half. 14-13, JCC by one. Into the corner, left side. In the paint, trying to think about the shot. It comes out to the left wing, trying to dribble in. They won't get a shot off. There's the buzzer, no shot. And at the half, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds lead the Palmyra Panthers. Our halftime score, 14-13. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half scoring right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
keep you and your family safe when holiday shopping this year by following these simple safety tips. Shop during the day. If you must shop at night, do not do it alone and avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Be sure to dress comfortable and don't overload yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility when walking, especially in icy conditions. Holiday shopping safety tips brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Myra High School will do our best here as we're seated on the stage with the band as we bring you a look at the first half scoring in tonight's contest. Our score 14-13, Johnson County Central with a single point lead right now in Palmyra. Individual scoring for the Panthers, they're led by Riley Walter with 6 points. Addie Boyd has 3, Libby Ball with 2, and Kinsley Havronik with 2. From the charity stripe, Palmyra hit 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. They have 13 points. For the Johnson County Central T-Birds, led by Ashley Beatty with 6 points, Sonny Rother, Kaiten Schuster have 3 points each, and Harley Lubin chipped in 2 for their total of 14. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central only shot 2 free throws. They made 1 out of 2. So at the half, it's Johnson County Central 14 and Palmyra 13. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. Then we'll have an update of your latest weather forecast. That could be interesting to see what's coming tomorrow. Followed by another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up at the half. It's Johnson County Central 14 and Palmyra 13. You're listening to Johnson County Central T-Bird Basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community
depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 26 tonight. Under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 37. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the upper 20s to the mid 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again here to Palmyra High School. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Thunderbird ladies are leading Palmyra 14-13, our halftime score. Of course, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you. The boys game coming up next. We're going to take one more 60-second break here, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. We're going to sit back and enjoy the band music for one more minute here on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once once again, we welcome you back to Palmyra. You hear that band in the background. That's being directed by our good friend John Pearl, the former band director at Fall City High. He's now here at Palmyra. John's got this band program up and firing on all cylinders. I can attest to that. We move back to live action now. Into the third quarter, we've Palmyra's basketball. Addie Boyd gets the inbound pass. Boyd to the right side. Here's a long three that's short off the front of the rim. That shot put up by Riley Walder. Didn't go. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Opening seconds of the third quarter just underway here in the girls' varsity contest, 14-13, JCC up by one. Cabrera's on the dribble. Harley gets it across the timeline. Tried to feed it underneath the Beatty. Stolen away by McKenna Martin. Martin has the ball stolen right back by Cabrera's, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And I think they're going to put this one on Martin. McKenna Martin is going to get tagged for the personal on McKenna, her first, team foul number one of the half on Palmyra. 7:35 to go, just underway here in the second half in the third quarter as Cabrera's dribbles across the timeline. Addie Boyd picks her up on the corner, got her to pick up the dribble. Boyd has her trapped over here against the sideline. Now Cabrera's in trouble, and a five-second call. Addie Boyd had her teeth tied up on the side, and Cabrera's couldn't get rid of the basketball. Five-second call forces the turnover and gives it back to Palmyra. You're just tuning in. JCC up by one, 14-13. That was our halftime score here in the opening minute of the third quarter. Right side is Riley Walder. Underneath, ball stolen away by Harley Lubin. Lubin gets the steal down in the corner right side defensively. Up court pass, gets it to Sonny Rother. Rother in the paint, goes in for a layup, couldn't get it. Rebound, try for follow shot, put back up by Bailey Stirrup. And a whistle and a foul, and we're going to have Bailey Stirrup at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Hebronic. That's her first personal, team foul number two on Palmyra. Bailey Stirrup has not scored tonight here at the line, shooting two shots for the T-Birds. The first one is up. No. Hit the back of the rim. Bounced off. Johnson County Central. Another free throw attempt coming up here for Bailey Stirrup as she looks to the hoop. Stirrup takes aim. Shot is on the way up. Got that one. Bailey hits one out of two. Now Johnson County goes up by two, 15-13. 6:53 to go here in the third quarter. On the left wing with it is Addie Boyd. Boyd, bounce pass, gets it right back. Boyd penetrates, pulls up for a long two, off the rim, no, couldn't get it. And the rebound is taken away by Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup, outlet pass to Sonny Rother. Rother across the timeline, picks up the dribble here for the right wing for a minute, now goes into the corner with the basketball. Has to find someone, goes into Beathy, stolen away by Martin. Ball is loose on the floor, and stealing it is Riley Walder. Walder gets it across court pass to Boyd. Boyd pushes it into forecourt. Baseline in the corner. Turn around. Hebronic in traffic. Blocked away by Beefy. Beefy keeps blocking those shots. They keep trying to shoot over the top of the big girl inside, and she's just not going to let them do that. On the dribble into forecourt. Lob pass to Beefy in the paint. Martin is there with her. Kicks it out to the left elbow. Cabrera's all the way in. A little floater's up. Won't go for Stirrup. Rebound pulled down by Riley Walder. Down court pass into the corner. Right back to Walder over Beathy. Shot is up. No. Beathy has the rebound. Once again, they try to shoot over Ashley Beathy on the baseline. Rother down court. Stirrup got behind the defense for the layup. Didn't get it. Hebronic, I think, is going to get called for the foul, and we're going to put Bailey Stirrup to the line where she'll be shooting two shots on Kinsley Hebronic. That is her second personal, team foul number three of the half on the Panthers. At the free throw line, Bailey Stirrup. Bailey has hit one out of two from the line just a moment ago. This time she hits the front end. She'll have a second shot coming. Stirrup now two out of three from the line, has 2 points. Looks like McKenna Martin will set out in to replace her. We'll see who came back onto the floor. Stirrup's second free throw is up. This one is short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Addie Boyd. Boyd into forecourt to the left side with it. Alyssa Myers feeds it inside. Hebronic had it tipped away. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. Ball tipped around. Harley Lubin there on the tie-up. A jump ball is called. Lubin tied up with Grace Green. Held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Tonight we're in Palmyra with the Palmyra Panthers, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Here's an inbound pass. Rother has the ball dribbled away from her by Walder. We've got a player down with an ankle injury out here near midcourt. 5:15 showing on the clock to play here in the third period. Timeout for an injured player as they help her to the sideline. The trainer comes out. Apparently twisted an ankle here. That's Addie Boyd. Is going to go to the good news is she's up and walking on it as she goes to the bench. So Boyd leaves the ball game for Palmyra. 5:15 to play here in the third period. 16-13, Johnson County Central up by three. Palmyra's basketball in traffic. Walter can't get to the hoop. Kicks it green on the right side. Shot is up and off. No good. Beathy has the rebound. Outlet pass Cabrales. Cabrales pushes it down between two defenders. Dribbles through traffic. Cabrales to the right side of the free throw circle. Holds the ball. Skip pass to the left side. Bailey Stirrup driving baseline. Left side layup off and no good. Hebronic battles for the rebound. Stirrup gives it up to Beathy. Everybody diving after the loose basketball on the floor. And a held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Palmyra. Harley Lubin, Ashley Beathy, Harley Cabrales, everybody on the floor after that one. 16-13, Johnson County Central by three, 4:39 to go here in the quarter, third period. Bounce pass into traffic, moving toward the hoop, whistle on the foul. Trying to put the shot up was Libby Ball, but a whistle on the foul is going to be called. I think it's probably going to go on Sonny Rother. Wait till they post it, though. Yes, it is. On Rother, that's her third personal. At the free throw line, the first shot is up and short off the front of the rim for Libby Ball. She has 2 points on one field goal. She'll get a second shot here. Now we've got Caitlin Schuster back onto the floor for Johnson County Central. Schuster checks in. Sonny Rother with three personals will take a breather. At the free throw line, Libby Ball, second free throw is up. This one is good. She got it. And we're back to a two-point basketball game, 16-14 with 4:33 to go. And the inbound pass is mishandled. It got away from Cabrales against the full court pressure, and the turnover gives the ball right back to Palmyra. A pained look here on the face of Coach Garrett Collin as they turn it over on the pressure. On the full court press. Here's the inbound pass to Riley Walter. We're right behind the Johnson County Central bench here on the stage at Palmyra. Inside the paint, no place to go. Traffic is heavy. Here's a three from the left side, up short off the front of the rim. Rebound again to Ashley Beathy. Beathy owns the boards under there, using that 6-foot-1-inch frame of hers. Pretty much pulls down anything that doesn't go in the hole. Lob pass goes to Beathy in traffic. Beathy trying to feed it inside, was looking for Cabrales. The ball is tipped away off of the Panthers. Palmyra touched it last. It'll be JCC's basketball. Stirrup to inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline left side under her own backboard on the baseline. Into the corner, Cabrales for a long three from the right side that doesn't go. And with the rebound is Kinsley Hebronic. Hebronic, fast break, down court. Ball got away down there by Walter. Couldn't handle it. And it'll be a turnover right back to Johnson County Central. Neither team having a whole lot of luck with their fast break attempts here. The ball seemed to find their way to the baseline and get away out of bounds whenever somebody tries that. Down court comes Bailey Stirrup on the dribble. Across court to the near side, Cabrales. She gets through the pressure and dribbles it into forecourt under the left wing. Across court to the right side, Stirrup goes to penetrate. Lob pass, Beathy in the paint. Beathy puts it underneath. There's Lubin off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Hebronic tips it out to her teammate. Guided out to Riley Walter, and Walter will bring it down court. Another chance for Palmyra to tie the game up. Now we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the T-Birds. Foul is going to be called on Bailey Stirrup. On Stirrup, her second personal. Team foul number two of the half on Johnson County Central. Not a shooting foul. It'll just be Palmyra's basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Coaches are up shouting instructions on how to defend it. Here's a shot off the glass. Off, no good. Beathy fighting for the rebound with Martin. Jump ball is called. Held ball, possession arrow goes to Johnson County Central. T-Birds basketball. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Palmyra. 16-14 if you just joined us. JCC on top. Oh, here's an inbound pass stolen again by Riley Walter. JCC back-to-back turnovers trying to inbound it against pressure. And now Grace Green is going to be called for traveling. And they'll give the ball right back to the Thunderbirds. Let's see if they can get it inbounded cleanly this time against this pressure. The last two attempts have resulted in turnovers on just trying to inbound the ball. Bounce pass comes into Beathy. She gets it across court. Good job all the way in on the baseline, and the ball gets away. from Harley Lubin. It looked like Harley maybe had a chance to break toward the bucket. Timeout taken, Palmyra. 3:05 to play here in the third quarter. 16-14, Johnson County Central up by two. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Palmyra. 16-14, Johnson County Central's girls up by two here in the third quarter. Coach Raston Maibaum wanted to take time out and talk to his girls here. So that's where we are at the timeout break. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 3:05 to go here, third period. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up later tonight after this one. All right, it's Palmyra's basketball. Riley Walter into forecourt. Off to the right side. Her pass goes into Alicia Myers. Myers in there playing now for Addie Boyd, who went out with a sore ankle a little bit ago. Underneath, oh, they tried to feed it inside to McKenna Martin. The pass just a little too tall. Got away out of bounds. I think they're going to say it was touched last, though, by Johnson County Central. So inbounding it is Grace Green on the corner. Left side into Martin. Shot is up. Couldn't get it, but she's fouled. We'll put McKenna Martin, the senior, will be at the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Ashley Beathy. On Beathy. That is just her first personal foul, team foul number 3 of the half. At the line, McKenna Martin. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. McKenna Martin has now hit 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. That was her first point of the evening. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight from here in Palmyra. McKenna Martin ready for her second attempt. It's on the way up. It's good also. She got them both. We've got a tie basketball game, all tied up at 16 apiece. Full court pressure, inbound to Beathy. Beathy to the right side to Cabrellas. Cabrellas into forecourt easily this time, to the left elbow, in traffic. In trouble under there is Stirrup, and she's going to be called for a travel. So Johnson County Central having some issues with this press that's being applied here by Palmyra, and the turnovers have resulted and having the score tied back up now at 16 apiece. On the baseline, Havrani feeds it inside to Martin. Martin comes up with the loose basketball up to the top of the key to Myers. Into Walter in traffic. Havrani for three from the right wing off the rim, and the rebound to Harley Lubin. Lubin came down with the ball. Held ball is called. The Grace Green in there to tie Lubin up. And the alternating possession says the ball belongs to the Panthers. Palmyra will inbound it. Grace Green, the freshman, inbounds it. Baseline left side under her own basket. Lobs it into Martin in all kinds of traffic. Martin has it taken away. Players dive after it. Timeout is taken. Timeout on the floor to save the possession. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. All tied at 16 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Minutes and 5 seconds to play in the third period here at Palmyra. We're all tied up at 16 apiece. JCC led by one at halftime, 14-13. Palmyra with the basketball. Johnson County Central has had their share of turnovers here in this third period, and Palmyra's managed to tie it up once again. Alyssa Myers with the ball to Walter in traffic. Bounce pass to the right side. Baseline shot is up off the rim. No. Put up by Green. Rebound Ashley Beefy. Beefy's got a basket full of rebounds under there tonight. Down to Cabrales. Cabrales feeds it into Harley Lubin for a layup. Avronic is there with the block and a whistle and a foul, and Palmyra fans are not going to be happy with Kinsley Avronic drawing that personal. Can't say as I blame him. Looked like Kinsley had an awful lot of basketball. Avronic has called for her third personal, and Harley Lubin will be at the free throw line. Lubin shooting two shots. The first one is on the way up and good. Harley Lubin now with 3 points. She got a field goal back in the second quarter. She's got three now. That puts Johnson County back up by one, 17-16, a minute 41 to go. Here's Harley Lubin, the freshman, ready for her second shot. It's up and off the back of the iron. No, Havronic is there with a rebound. She'll bring the ball down court herself this time, wants to take it into the paint. Got trapped in there, almost tied up by Stirrup. Ball is loose. It goes up and grabbed on the right side by Riley Walter. Walter will reset the offense. 2-3 zone here by Johnson County Central. Lob down into the corner. Libby Ball feeds to Havronic. She tries to drive for a shot. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. A foul on Harley Lubin. On Lubin, her second personal. Team foul number 4 on JCC. At the free throw line, Kinsley Havronic. She has 2 points on one field goal. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Free throw is on the way up and got it. Got the roll. Kinsley had that one set on the rim for the longest time, and it finally dropped in for her. She'll have another shot coming here. Minute 19 to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 17 apiece. Havronic will try to give Palmyra the lead. The shot is up. Couldn't get it. Ashley Beefy with the rebound. Beefy with the outlet pass to Cabrales. Down court, Cabrales to Stirrup. Ball tipped away. Stirrup got it back. Stirrup dribbles around Havronic. Takes it all the way in. Tried to feed it underneath. She falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul, and I think we're going to put Stirrup to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be called on Aaron Chambers, who got into the game. Chambers' first personal, team foul number 5. At the free throw line, Bailey Stirrup shooting two. First one is up and good. Bailey has now hit 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, has 3 points. Second shot coming here for the 5'6 junior. Stirrup's shot is up. It's good. She got them both. And the lead back to Johnson County Central, 19-17, a 2-point lead now for the T-Birds. 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Grace Green, just a freshman, handling the ball. Gives it to the left wing to Aaron Chambers, top of the key. Dribbling down into traffic. Ball is loose. Havronic lost it. It goes out of bounds, and it's touched last by Johnson County Central. It'll stay with Palmyra. Addison Vasa into the lineup now. Vasa, I think it's pronounced, checks in for Palmyra with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lob pass comes all the way up top. Riley Walter, long three off, no good. Couldn't get it. A battle for the rebound. The ball is loose. Everybody's on the floor diving after, waiting for a whistle. Apparently a held ball here. Oh, no, we got a timeout taken. Johnson County Central with 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Lady T-Birds are up 19-17. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
6 seconds remaining on the score clock here at Palmyra to play in the third quarter. JCC up by 2, 19-17. Ball will belong to the Thunderbirds underneath the Palmyra basket against full court pressure. Waiting for the inbound. Stirrup finally now gets it into Cabrella. She has it dribbled away and stolen. Havronic had it for a moment. A jump ball is called. Possession arrow, Johnson County Central. So the Thunderbirds still keep possession of the basketball, now with 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bailey Stirrup to inbound it. They're really having a dickens of a time with this pressure. Stirrup is going to run out of time. 5-second call. You can feel it. did not get the ball inbounded in time, and they'll turn the ball back over to Palmyra. So this Palmyra, this Lady Panther pressure, this press they've been running has been very effective. It's resulted in numerous turnovers here by Johnson County Central. Here's an inbound pass. Hebrani goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul. Probably Harley Lubin, the freshman, is going to get called for that one. On Harley, that is her third personal. And we're going to send Kinsley Hebronik, a junior, will go to the line. She's one out of two from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. Has 3 points. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. No good. Palmyra only hit 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe in the first half. They are 4 of 7 so far here in the second half in the third quarter. This shot is up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. So the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Stirrup right side. Oh, Cabrera's had the ball go right through her hands, out of bounds. Brianna Robinson, the freshman, will check in now. Robinson in for Harley Lubin. Give Lubin a little breather. Harley has 3 fouls also. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Lubin will get a breather and not run the risk of picking up another foul in the closing seconds of this third quarter. Palmyra's basketball. Libby Ball with the dribble to the right wing. Addison Basha in the lineup. In traffic. Ball. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Try for follow shot. No. Rebound Beefy. Ball is loose. Tipped out. Lost out of bounds. 0.8 seconds on the clock. It'll be JCC's basketball. Not a chance to do much with it with 0.8 seconds. Waiting for the inbound pass here. I'm going to have to hurry. Got it in. There's the buzzer. 19-17, your score. Johnson County Central up by 2 after 3 quarters. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. Live from Palmyra, you're listening to Johnson County Central T-Bird Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Palmyra. 19-17 our score. Johnson County Central's girls leading Palmyra as we move into the fourth quarter. Boys varsity basketball coming up after this. It's a doubleheader again tonight here at Palmyra. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the T-Birds. They will inbound it, of course, at midcourt to start this fourth quarter. Bailey Stirrup to inbound it. The full court pressure has really caused the Johnson County girls some headaches here with turnovers. They're going to be pressed even on this inbound pass on the side to start the quarter. Into Harley Lubin. Lubin dribbles down into the corner and picks up her dribble. She needs help, goes to Cabrera's. It'll be an over and back call and another turnover for Johnson County Central. Opening seconds of the fourth and final stanza here. 7:52 to go in the ballgame. 19-17, JCC by 2, inbound pass. Comes into Riley Walter. Walter to the near side, Grace Green. Down into the corner, Libby Ball handles it. Ball has it dribbled away. Cabrera's almost had a tie-up. They get it up to Green instead. A cross-court pass, Walter. Finds Green with a bounce pass. Green tries to penetrate, pulls up for a long two that's short off the rim. The rebound comes down to Green. Green has it taken away from her by Lubin. Now the ball's on the floor, everybody after. Still no whistle. And coming out of there with it is Beefy. Fast break down court. Cabrera's was alone and lost the handle. Oh, my goodness. Harley Cabrera's was all alone on the right side of the basket for the fast break. They got the pass delivered to her, and it got away. Off her fingertips, out of bounds. She jumps up and down frustrated. Substitute checking in here for Palmyra, you got a player shaken up, so they gave him a timeout to put a sub on the floor. Libby Ball checks back into the lineup. I'm not sure who went to the bench. They already have Addie Boyd over there checking on her ankle. She hasn't returned to the game, says she went limping off early in the third quarter. There's a ball kicked away out of bounds, kicked by Johnson County. It'll stay with Palmyra in forecourt. Inbounding it, Grace Green. Green comes up top to Libby Ball with the basketball. There's a nice block shot by Beefy. Trying to put his shot up on the left side was Alyssa Myers. Beefy swatted that right back at her. Went off of Beefy out of bounds. It'll belong to Palmyra. 6:58 to go in the ballgame. 19-17, JCC by two. Long three from the left side off the rim. No, and Harley Lubin has the rebound. Lubin, outlet pass to Sonny Rother. Rother's going to take it all the way in for the driving layup. Offensive foul is going to be called on Sonny Rother. Rother thought she saw a lane there. She picks up her fourth personal. Credit McKenna Martin with getting in there and getting her feet set and drew the collision off of Rother. Sonny now with four personals. Alicia Myers into forecourt. Martin, jump shot right side. It won't go. Rebound again to Harley Lubin. Lubin down to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup, left side. Sonny Rother in the corner on the left side of the basket. Around the outside perimeter, a cross-court skip pass comes to Cabrillas. Here's a three on the way. Top of the key comes up way short for Sonny Rother. Martin has the rebound. McKenna Martin with the outlet pass. Flips it out to Ball. Libby Ball on the dribble for Palmyra. 6:12 to go in the ballgame. 2-point JCC lead. Hebronic has it stolen away by Beefy. Here's the fast break. 2-on-1. Cabrillas decides to hold it up. Now lobs it into Rother. Rother under the basket. Feeds to the left side. Lubin with a shot. Baseline left. Won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Palmyra. Johnson County Central basketball. Into the game now comes Kaylee Thompson, a sophomore. I think this is Thompson's first appearance in the contest tonight for Palmyra. 5:55 to go in the game. JCC up by two. Cabrillas for three. Off the rim, no. Martin has the rebound and pulls it down. Good job by McKenna Martin to box out the much bigger girls there in Lubin and Beefy and get that rebound for Palmyra. 19-17, timeout taken on the floor. 5:42 to go in the fourth period. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson County Central Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
19-17. That's our score. The Johnson County Central Lady T-Birds leading the Palmyra Panthers tonight in the fourth quarter here in Palmyra. Up next, we'll have the boys' varsity game, Johnson County Central and Palmyra. Friday night, I'll be on the road with the Falls City Tigers. They travel to Plasma to take on the Blue Devils. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game around 6 o'clock coming up this coming Friday night, December 16th. I'll have that game over on our sister station, KTNC. Here in this one, 5 minutes, 42 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. Again, 19-17, Johnson County Central up by 2. Palmyra with the basketball. Libby Ball into the corner, left wing, Kaylee Thompson. Thompson feeds it up to Alicia Myers. A few subs in there now that haven't seen much action in the ballgame for Palmyra. Into the corner, Hebronic holds it. Harley Lubin guards her. Hebronic tries to put a pass into the baseline, wanted to get it inside to Kaylee Thompson. Harley Lubin got a foot out there and kicked the ball away out of bounds. Alyssa Myers will trigger it in on the baseline to the right side of her own backboard. Has to hurry. She's going to run out of time. Into the corner. Long three from the left side. Up, no good. Beefy with the rebound. Ashley Beefy owns the boards under there defensively. She just pulls down rebound after rebound tonight. She's got a basket full. Ashley Beefy doing a great job on the boards. Lob pass to Beefy. Turnaround shot off the glass. No. Lubin battling for the rebound with McKenna Martin, and Martin took it away. Martin, down court pass to Libby Ball. Ball was looking on the left sideline for Myers. The ball tipped away over here by Arlie Cabrales. Cabrales touched it last. It'll stay with Palmyra. Now Grace Green back into the lineup. She checks in, replacing Kaylee Thompson for the Panthers. 4:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. 19-17, Johnson County clinging to a two-point lead. Alyssa Myers feeds it inside to Green. Green wants to shoot over Beefy. That ain't going to happen. Now they try to put over Lubin. That ain't going to happen either. Harley Lubin and Ashley Beefy, when they keep their arms up, they are very, very difficult to try and score on underneath just because of their sheer height. Ball went out of bounds. They inbound it to the corner. Palmyra with the basketball. Hebronic from the free throw line with a set shot that's off and no good. And Lubin comes down with the rebound. Then she gets tied up as she comes down with the basketball. Grace Green tied her up. Possession arrow stays with Palmyra. It'll be the Panthers basketball. Alyssa Myers will toss it in under the basket, under her own backboard, into the corner. Baseline right side. Jump shot is up and off. No good. Rebound. McKenna Martin tries for a follow shot. Beefy tips it around. Rebound. Hebronic. Ball tipped away. Fast break at the other direction. All the way in. Cabrales lays it up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Rother. No good. Whistle travel is going to be called. Sonny Rother called for traveling. Oh, Johnson County Central had an opportunity. Cabrales with the breakaway uncontested layup. Could not get it to fall. And the lead stays at 2. 19-17, JCC up by 2, 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the ball game here in the fourth quarter. Palmyra with the basketball. Hebronic dribbles in, blocked by Beefy, and a whistle and a foul probably on Ashley. She had a hand up there and swatted it away on Ashley Beefy. That's just her second personal. At the free throw line, Kinsley Hebronic, she is 1 out of 5 from the line tonight, has 3 points. Here shooting 2 shots. First one is up and short. Hebronic now 1 out of 6 from the line. Back into the lineup, onto the floor. Aaron Chambers checks in, replacing McKenna Martin. Kinsley Hebronic will try to pull her team within one here with 4:06 to go in the game. Second free throw for Hebronic is up. It's good. She got it. She's now hit 2 out of 7 from the charity stripe. Has 4 points, and it's a one-point contest, 19-18 at the four-minute mark. Beefy with a give-and-go into the corner right side. Cabrales doesn't want to take it. Gives it back to Rother. Timeout taken JCC now. 3:55 to go in the ballgame, 19-18. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
3:55 left to play in the ballgame. A one-point JCC lead. It's been close all the way. We were tied at 6 after one quarter. Johnson County was up by 1 at halftime. And now with 3:53 to go here, it's a one-point Johnson County lead. Harley Lubin holds the ball at the top of the circle. Beefy with a 12-foot set shot from the left wing doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Alyssa Myers. Fast break. Grace Green lost the handle. Almost walked with it. Now a 3 on the way from the left wing that's off no good. And the rebound to Harley Lubin. Lubin pulls down the rebound and gives the outlet pass up court to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup, the 5'6 junior, brings it to Sonny Rother. Lob pass in. Lubin moves to the hoop. Oh, gives to Beefy. Beefy with the layup. Couldn't get it. Open look left side. Rebound. Follow shot is up. It's in and out. That shot wouldn't go down. Put up by Bailey Stirrup. And the rebound comes down to Palmyra. 2-point blank range bunnies there for the T-Birds, and they couldn't get it to fall. This is ball in traffic. Forces a shot up, and Beefy again with the rebound. Ashley Beefy, the workhorse on the defensive board. She just owns anything that doesn't go in the hole under there. Into forecourt. Rother feeds to Beefy. To Rother on the give and go. She goes up with a shot. And we're going to put Sonny Rother at the line to shoot 2 for Johnson County Central. The foul is going to be called on Grace Green. On Green, that is her second personal. And team foul number 6, I believe. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Sonny Rother. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight so far and has 3 points in the ballgame. First one is up and good. Sonny Rother, 5'10 junior, up there at the line, hits the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. She's got 4 points now. She has put JCC back up by 2, 20-18 with 2:50 to go. Rother, second free throw. It's on the way. The shot is up, in and out, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound comes down to Palmyra. It's a 2-point basketball game, 20-18 with 2:43 to play in the contest. Palmyra's ball, this is Libby ball on a give and go. Oh, she lost the handle. It got away out of bounds. Libby ball, I think it dribbled off her foot and turned it over. It goes back to Johnson County. JCC inbound pass, Bailey Sterup across court. Rother gets it across the timeline with ease this time. A little surprise that Palmyra backed out of that pressure. Their full-court press has been forcing turnovers, and they didn't press that trip down. Bounce pass into traffic. Here's Harley Lubin moving to the hoop. Beathy battling under there. McKenna Martin took that one away from Beathy. Johnson County's having a lot more luck rebounding on the defensive end than they are at the offensive end. Not many second chances for the T-Birds. Now Palmyra down by 2 with 2 minutes to go, comes down to set things up. Green goes into the corner, goes up with a jump shot. That's good. Grace Green with a jump shot from 6 feet on the right side baseline. Ties it up at 20 apiece. Then on the inbound pass, we've got a whistle and a foul called on Palmyra. The foul is going to be on Libby Ball, her first personal, team foul number 7. We're in the bonus. At the free throw line, shooting 1-1 will be Sonny Rother. Rother has hit 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. She has 5 points for the T-Birds. Here shooting 1-1, Rother. Front end of the 1-1. The shot is on the way. It's up. Got it. She'll have the bonus. 21-20, JCC back up by 1. Now Rother shooting the and 1. Looks to the basket. Launches the second shot. It's on the way and bounces once, twice, three times. Doesn't go. Couldn't get it down. The rebound down to McKenna Martin. Martin outlet pass. Down court. Gives it to Ashley Myers. Myers left wing to ball. Libby Ball. She can't penetrate this defense. Still in that 2-3 zone defense, Johnson County Central. Lob pass in traffic to Ball. Ball has nowhere to go with it. To the left side, driving baseline, traveling is going to be called on Alyssa Myers. Another turnover gives the ball back to JCC. Now we're down to a minute 37 to go in the game. Johnson County Central up by 1, 21-20. Against full court pressure, they inbound the pass to Cabrera. She'll be fouled as they inbound it. Shooting 1-1. The foul is going to be on Kinsley Havranek. That's her fourth personal. At the free throw line will be Arlie Cabrellas. Cabrellas has not been to the line tonight. She has not scored tonight. A minute 34 to go. Cabrellas shooting 1-1. She's a junior, 5'5". Shot is up, no. Rebound, Beefy. Try for follow shot. Follow shot, Lubin is there. Harley Lubin got the putback. The freshman got it to fall, and it's 23-20. That's better than the free throw anyway. You can get the putback from the freshman, Harley Lubin. 23-20, JCC up by 3 now with a minute 15 to go. Havranek feeds it into the paint. Shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Alyssa Myers with her first 2 points. A minute 5 to go. Full-court pressure. Going to run out of time. They got it in barely. Barely got it in. Down court, on the dribble. Bailey Stirrup across the timeline. Feeds it into the corner. Cabrellas. Oh, Cabrellas was looking inside for Beefy and threw it right to McKenna Martin. 49 seconds to go. It's a 1-point Johnson County Central lead. Ball is tipped away, and it goes off of Palmyra. And it'll belong to Johnson County Central. T-Birds will have the basketball. Bailey Stirrup will inbound it in the corner. On the baseline, underneath the Palmyra basket, timeout taken, Johnson County Central. 45 seconds to go, 23-22. JCC up by 1. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri. and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Elmira Band Director here, my friend John Furrow, has this pep band fired up. They play Hail Varsity, I believe, for their school song, and that brought the entire gymnasium to its feet during the timeout. Folks might recognize that name. John Furrow came out of Fall City from last year up here directing the Elmira Bands. Doing a great job. They sound good. I can say they're loud. I'm on the stage right next to them. 23-22, 45 seconds to go. JCC up by one, full court pressure. Inbound to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup pushes off with the forearm, gets the ball to Harley Lubin. Lubin into the corner, Cabrales. Cabrales, I'm not sure they want to pressure it down here. Cabrales dribbles back to the top of the key. They may want to make Elmira come out and foul him. Cabrales dribbles around, and now we do have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Myers. On Myers, her second personal. Team foul number 9. We're still in the 1-1. Arley Cabrales, 0-for-1 from the line tonight. Here shooting 1-1 with 31 seconds to go. Shot is up, misses everything out of bounds. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. 31 seconds to play. 23-22. Johnson County by 1. Libby Ball on the dribble. JCC drops back into that 2-3 zone. Ball to the left side to Alyssa Myers. Timeout taken now by Palmyra with 22 seconds to go. 23-22. JCC up by 1. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, to set the stage for you, there are 22.8 seconds to go in the ballgame. The score, 23-22. Johnson County Central up by 1. Elmira will inbound the ball when we go back to live action. Grace Green inbounds it into the corner. Baseline left side, Alyssa Myers. Green with a long 2 off the rim. No. Beathy tips it around. Fought for. Coming out with a rebound on the baseline is Sonny Rother. Rother down court. Dribbles to the right side. She will be fouled with 10 seconds to go. Foul is going to be called on Kinsley Hebronic. I think that's Hebronic's. Now, wait a minute. That may be on Libby Ball. On Ball, that's her second personal. At the free throw line, Sonny Rother with 10 seconds to go. Her team up by 1. Rother shooting 2 shots in the double bonus. That was a 10th team foul. First shot is up and off. No good. Could not get it to fall. Boy, Johnson County's had a lot of opportunities here at the charity stripe. This one is big. Sonny Rother. The second of 2 with 10 seconds to play. Her team up by 1. Shot is up. Short off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Elmira. A 2-point basket can win it for them. We've got a timeout taken by Elmira with 8 seconds to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, there are 8 seconds left to play in the basketball game in regulation. The score, Johnson County Central girls 23, Elmira 22. When play is resumed, Elmira will have the basketball. I think they called timeout while they were still in backcourt. So they're going to be playing it in backcourt and going to have the full length of the court to go with 8 seconds to play. Plenty of time to get down and get a shot off. 8.1 seconds to be precise to play in the ballgame. Johnson County is not going to pressure. With 8.1 seconds, they're just going to let them bring the ball down the court and not pressure them at all. Surprisingly, inbound the pass to Libby Ball. Ball on the dribble. Sonny Rother chases her. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Top of the key, Havronik. Oh, the pass goes out of bounds. A turnover. Johnson County will get it back. There is 1/10 of a second left. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central. There's only 1/10 of a second on the clock, and it's 23-22. Johnson County appears they're going to escape here with a one-point win with 1/10 of a second. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. The pass on the baseline got away out of bounds for Palmyra. We're going to keep it here live. I don't want to miss the conclusion of this one. With 1/10 of a second to go, it looks like Johnson County Central is going to escape with a win here. Coming up next, it'll be boys varsity basketball about 15 minutes after this and wraps up. Stay with us. We're going to be back right after a timeout after the end of the game with a scoring recap of the individual scoring and let you know how your individual favorite player did here tonight. 1/10 of a second, JCC will inbound it under the Palmyra basket. They just need to inbound it and touch it. The buzzer will go off, and that should be our ball game. I can't imagine anything else happening here, but I've seen crazier things, I guess. Waiting for the inbound pass on the baseline to toss it in is Bailey Stirrup. She lobs it in. There's a shot. No shot. And they made the basket, but it doesn't count. They say the buzzer sounded, no basket. They stole the inbound pass and laid it in and scored and thought they'd won the ball game. And the ref waved it off and said no, it was too late. And Johnson County Central gets the win 23-22. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with a scoring recap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Your final score tonight here at Palmyra, Johnson County Central's girls get the win 23-22. They barely escaped here because on the inbound pass, Palmyra stole it and made a basket, but with 1/10 of a second, they didn't have time to get it off, and JCC gets the win. Individual scoring for Palmyra, Riley Walter led the way with 6 points. Kinsley Havronik added 4. Addie Boyd finished with 3 before going out with an injured ankle. Libby Ball also with 3. points for Grace Green, 2 points for Alyssa Myers, and McKenna Martin added two for their total of 22. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, led tonight by Ashley Beatty with 6 points, 5 points each for Harley Lubin and Sonny Rother. Bailey Stirrup added four, and Caitlin Schuster hit a tray for three for their total of 23. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central went 7 of 17 in the second half, 1 of 2 in the first half, so they hit 8 out of 19 for the night from the free throw line, while the Palmyra Panthers made just 5 out of 10 in the second half, 4 of 8 in the first. They went 9 of 18 from the line. Our final score, 23-22, Johnson County Central's girls with the win. We're going to take about a 15-minute break here. We'll be back in about 14 or 15 minutes, somewhere thereabouts, with the pregame show for our boys' contest. That'll be coming up. Right now, we're going to send it back to our Sunny 101.3 studios for about a 14-minute break here, and then we'll be back with boys' basketball. That's what's coming up on Sunny 101.3.